Blog Talk Radio.
How can you put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice? You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you.
Illuminati. You come to take control. You can take my heartbeat, but you can break my soul.
We are now.
Well, educated people pay a little bit of a thing. That doesn't help them.
Illuminati. You'll never take control. Your new world order will lead to none at all. We are now.
So I wake the fuck up, America. Take you to your... With everyone to scream, tell me what to believe. Believe in it, from panic, hunger, and greed. That's how they feed upon the messaging. The only answer is... Because we believe in me, but I'm telling you the truth, just professionally manufacturing a fallacy, imbalancing it honestly, tragically, different things are fucking changed, magically, mystically, without a fucking history, it's all a bullshit mystery, I'm locked in prison, put the key, it's in your mind, come on,
Hey, and welcome again to it now on the Conspiracy Reality. I'm your host, Tony Smith. This is episode 8, and the name of today's show is Jones Span and Government and the Political Movement. I want to thank everybody for can hear my voice via Facebook Live. I want to thank you guys for listening in. If you can hear me via Periscope, thank you guys for listening in. If you can hear me via Blog Talk, thank you for listening in. If you can hear me via if you can hear me via Podbean, thank you for listening in. Please check out our podcast on iTunes. If you can hear me via and Google Hangouts, thank you guys for listening in. YouTube, thank you guys for listening in. Ustream, Daily Motion, and BitChute, thank all you guys for listening in. We definitely appreciate you. Tonight's show is going to be a postband because what we're looking at here is the censorship of the internet via the duopoly of the Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Amazon. All of them are in cahoots, and they're all neoliberal, and they are all about censorship. So that's the whole situation. What we're defending, brothers and sisters, is free speech. Now, I want to get some takes as far as the Alex Jones ban. My personal take on it is this. It is ridiculous for YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Twitter actually backed down, not Alex Jones, but the rest of the platforms did ban them. And the guy's been on YouTube since 95. You know what you did, Mockingbird Media? You know what you did, Facebook and Silicon Valley? You made Alex Jones the most popular person on the internet. That's what you did. You think that you're doing something by banning him. No, you're not. You just made his website popular. He's got three of them, and you just made all of them popular. Number one news source in America. Way to go. Way to go, neoliberals. Great job. Now, his rhetoric is going to influence the majority of the population, even lefties. And not to take anything away from Alex Jones. Alex Jones is controlled opposition. Let's get that straight. Alex Jones has controlled the opposition. Was not controlled the opposition, then he would not he would speak out against Palestine, and he doesn't. He supports Israel, which is ridiculous. So, censor me, right? They don't like what I'm putting out there on that meme reel. They're trying to stop me. The VPN up, look. Look, this is hilarious. You know, I've been dealing with this for over a year, this censorship. This stuff is nothing new, brothers and sisters. It's nothing new. So now, okay, we'll see if the back up. If it doesn't, oh well. So I wanted to get some take. Look at them. Messing. I didn't even buzzer up. Look what they're doing to me, brothers and sisters. You see that? It's because they don't want me to put this stuff out here. I got my boy over here handling the meme reel, and I'm looking at it in the studio, and I'm seeing the white screen and then moving around. But anyway, let's not let that take us off the topic. I want to get some views from some other brothers and sisters. But ultimately, it is against the Constitution for what they're doing to Alex Jones. But at the same time, Alex Jones is controlled opposition, just like Amy Goodman is controlled opposition for the left. Alex Jones is controlled opposition for the right. He revealed himself in 2016. So now with that said, he is for Israel and against, he's for them being in Jerusalem. You know, he's just now the pretty much overall the lapdog for Trump and his agenda. But at the same time, he does bring some truth. So there, you should not disregard him altogether. Just like Amy Goodman, he controlled opposition. But she's the gatekeeper of the left. Same with Alex Jones. He's the gatekeeper of the right. So they do bring some truth. So you can take the truth that you know that they're speaking because you're a critical thinker, and you can eat that truth and research it further and find out more. And you don't have to follow their narrative. This is the problem. Like with me, when you listen to me, don't follow my narrative. Research what I'm saying. Take it upon yourself. This is what the American people have to relearn to do, is to be critical thinkers. The internet, because of critical thinkers, with critical thinking brings innovation. And what does that bring? Entrepreneurship. Is that not correct? I believe it is. That is how it works, brothers and sisters. And for those who do not have that thought process, we have socialism that can... because a nation is only as great as they take care of their most vulnerable, and will take care of the most vulnerable. You got Alex Jones saying socialism and communism and putting them all and lapping it all together. Socialism in the hands of the people brings prosperity, because people have more money in their pocket if they don't have to be bogged down by life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, excuse me, life, meaning healthcare. Healthcare is life. That is guaranteed in the Constitution. We should not have to pay for it. Liberty, which means media, education. Now you have to pay for your media, because your media lives off your donations and your views and your clicks. We should not have to pay for the education and we get media so that we can trigger our minds. You know, some things that I say you probably haven't thought of. So then you research that. That is what media is supposed to do. Do you know what the word news actually NEWS is actually an acronym, and it's an acronym East, West, and South. So whatever's North, East, West, and South and gets the most views is what. This is what Alex Jones understands has become popular in 20 years' time. It usually takes about 40 years for an organization to gain credibility with a population of 150 million or better. Alex Jones did it in 20. So hats off to him and what he does. But at the same time, he has resources from his donors who are controlled opposition. Zionists are helping pay his bills. Understand that, brothers and sisters. But for the neoliberals from Facebook and Google and all of the sites to ban him is unconstitutional. I hear a lot of chatter on Facebook and Twitter about, companies are not subject to free speech. Oh, yes, they are. If they are serving the public and getting paid from the public. Yes. When you are an entity that serves the public at large, be it national or worldwide, you cease to become private and you become the property of public square. And free speech is the public square. So I wanted to get some views from some of our affiliates. Deb Della Piana, who does the Daily Dose and Shut the F Up, and a number of other shows that she does. And she's a very, very popular individual, and I love her. I love her commentary. So I want you guys to get her views on the Alex Jones ban. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about the government infiltration of the progressive movement. Because people think that that people are really stuck on stupid, which they are through the Mockingbird media. But at the same time, a lot of the people who are the leaders in the progressive movement are actually government infiltrators who are there to help herd the people to where the government wants them to go. So let's take a listen at Deb Della Piana. And see what she has to say on the matter. Let's listen.
With the call, things that really pissed me off. I know we did one of those yesterday. We're gonna touch several subjects today, and we're gonna start with, as you may guess, we're gonna start with when they shut him down on YouTube. Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. I don't know that he's still shut down now. He went to an app and continued. Hey, listen, I'm no fan of Alex Jones. I have to tell you, okay? I think he's fucking terrible. I think he's a hack. But I think he has the right to free speech. And anytime that anybody, whether it's the government or whether it's Facebook, whether it's a social media account, social media site, anytime somebody shuts somebody down in this country, it's a threat to everybody. It's a threat to free speech across the board, no matter who you are. Frankly, if you don't like Alex Jones, just turn him the fuck off. Just turn him off. There are people on Facebook reporting people because they don't like their opinion. There are people on Facebook reporting people because they don't like positions they've taken on certain topics. That is not reporting somebody who's doing anything wrong. It's simply reporting somebody who doesn't agree with you. You know, why don't you block them? But to start this nonsense and shutting people down simply because you don't agree, you know what you're doing? You're oppressing someone's free speech, and your day's coming. So wake the fuck up, America. Seriously, okay? Get a grip. Alex Jones isn't going to cause the country to collapse, okay? You've got plenty of politicians in Washington who are working on that. Second, let's talk pedophilia. You know what the problem is. It's a really big problem.
Okay, we'll deal with that at another time because I want to deal with Deb Della Piana and her views in that because she did a whole show on it. And it got put in the back burner in 2016 because everybody was so stunned from the election. It kind of got put to the side, and it's just been festering in the background. And there has been lots of arrests, and we can go through all of them, hundreds. And prominent arrests in that regard. We went to for that. I just wanted to get Deb Della Piana's view, and she has the same view that I have, and that same view is that Alex Jones controlled opposition or not is entitled to his constitutional rights. And we will read the Constitution, First Amendment, because you know what people like to do with important documents? They like to do this thing called interpret, which means to haggle, which means to lie. Because when you read something straight out and understand it, and everybody can get the same understanding, nobody has power. So in order for someone to have power over you, they have to know something more than you. So when you are around people who want to try to know more than you rather than to teach you so that you know as much as they do, and you can go and teach this, you know they're in this just for wickedness and self-gain. You understand, brothers and sisters? Know who the people are who are evil. It's easy to tell. Look out for the people who talk about themselves a lot. You know, just look out for that kind of stuff. It's so easy to understand. But a lot of you out there are manipulators yourself. And you may not even know it. Your mind. You know what opens your mind? Humility. You know what humility is? Knowing that you are nothing. Knowing that if you were to jump off a bridge, you would die. We don't understand. Because let's say you've lived 45 years. You don't have a concept of death yet. So you think you're somebody. But let you fall, you're dead, like an insect or an animal. You're nothing. And this is how people have to understand. We ain't nothing, but we act like we are. And that's why you have all this crazy wickedness and people allowing it to go. Because people love lies. And people are insecure about themselves because they think they know, they think they are somebody. If you did not think you was nobody, you would not have any insecurity. This stuff is to just let you know. Even like this, you cannot suppress their speech, nor can they suppress yours, which is why I'm standing up for Alex Jones and his free speech. I know Alex Jones is a shield. I know Alex Jones is trying to bring in the Antichrist through his rhetoric. I know a lot of brothers and sisters don't agree with me with that, but I know history like Alex Jones know history. And I'm not saying that I know more than any of you by saying that. I'm saying I studied it. If you studied it, you know exactly what I'm saying. To another one of our affiliates, which is Jennifer Gilder. She's one of our new affiliates, and we carry her show now on Blog Talk and all of our social media here at the Green News Network. And she had a pretty good show about it. She did an hour-long show, but I'll just give you the first beginning part because that's when she first gets into it. And I just want you guys to see her particular view on it as well. And pretty much from all of the affiliates, I can get, comments from all of our affiliates, and they're all pretty much the same, that Alex Jones deserves a free speech. So this is, again, they are so stupid. They learn. No, psychopaths don't learn. Do you understand what insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result, which is a lot of people in this country live this way. But let's take a listen to Jennifer Gilder and see what she has to say. Let's listen.
Hey everybody, I figured that maybe we could start off our little live stream with a look back at some of the content that we've been given by Alex Jones, because I continue to approach this with the viewers. So we're just going to listen to beautiful music until we have a couple more people join us. Give me feedback on my audio. My setup is brand new.
I have them on video.
Killer is in the creepy wind. It's in the same room with that creepy wind. A woman in trouble at the foot of her head. I want to know the world is so bad.
Never ever heard his name before, or suddenly going to be paying attention to what he has to say, because they have made Alex Jones sexy. That's insane. Who wanted to make Alex Jones sexy? Why would there. But also, just communism and fascism, absolutely. The fact that it's starting with Alex Jones doesn't mean anything. It means that it's going to be directed to us too, me included. Me sitting here in front of my webcam talking to you is enough to make people nervous. It's sad because I have 26 people watching me. You guys are super important. The reality is, I don't have to read Alex Jones, and neither do you. No one on the screen does. But that doesn't matter because ultimately it hurts the people who are bigger, because that way, once people like Alex Jones are knocked out of the picture, people like me aren't even going to stand a chance. Like, no one's even going to know if we're knocked off the air. John Brewer said, excellent points. Yeah, Brad, absolutely. Steve said, it's amazing how some people can be so sensible in some ways and ridiculous in others. Yeah, I completely, totally agree. So, fact check for Facebook. I know. Isn't that sad? They are so dumbed down and capable of doing our own research that we actually have to look at fact-checking Facebook in order to verify our own news. Like, has no one ever used DuckDuckGo before? Do they think that we are incapable of looking things up on our own and doing our own cool things? I was having a conversation with someone about this earlier today. They were like, no, you're sources. I'm like, I go directly to DuckDuckGo. I look at FBI data. That is where I get my information. And if you're not doing that, if you're not going and watching,
Okay, now she goes on in depth. And what she's stating is exactly what I do. I do what Alex does, and that's how he started to get. I have a few sources myself that are inside sources that talk to me after the 2016 election, because for some reason, they were like, we think that what you're doing is good and want to give you information from time to time. Then I didn't hear from them. Then whenever there's a big situation, they either hit me in my inbox all of a sudden, or I get an email. And that's how, and then I bring it to you guys. But I do not divulge who they are, so others will come. And that's how Alex, over 20 years, built his but it did help that he was already hooked up, because, of course, he is a Zionist heel at the end of the day. So Jennifer was exactly right. And all the people who were listening in that night with her on that felt the same way, because we know deep in our heart what's right and what's wrong. No matter how much we hate somebody, we know what's right and what's wrong. And you know what, brothers, is going to save the country. That's what's going to save the country. So yeah, I'm bringing greens in. He's like, oh, Tony's going to go a show without talking about greens. Wrong. We as greens need to understand this. If you're a neoliberal, you're pretty much lost until you tell yourself that you're going to think another way. So you're lost, and we can't help. What the Greens need to do is get at the libertarians who are stuck voting for a Koch brothers-created libertarian party and a duopoly shadow government deep state political party in the Republicans. The Green Party is not entangled in these multinational blackmail schemes to control. But we do have co-opters who are trying to weave us into that web through the Liberty Tree Foundation. And just to, as we're talking about the ban, we are, as a network, the Green News Network, we're demonetized by all of our platforms. We are censored. If you're on YouTube right now, the audio is probably getting scrambled. And if it's not, I will be shot. On Periscope, you probably aren't even listening anymore because after about 10 minutes, your feed drops. YouTube, you are probably getting scrambling on the audio as well. And this video may be deleted. So we go through the same thing. We go through the same thing, brothers and sisters. So for any of you people out there are talking about, thank God Alex Jones is banned, shame on you. Shame on you as a human being. Shame on you as an American. Shame on you for being able to live in a country with a constitution that we can actually at least scream about. In other countries, people put you straight in prison as soon as they find out you said something against their government. How dare you? How dare you take all of our freedoms into your own hands? How dare you? Shame on you. So we're about running out of time, brothers and sisters. Seconds left in regulation, and then we got 15 minutes of overtime that we do. So let me go ahead and just put this in and let you guys hear Alex Jones's response to the ban. Let's listen.
This is my message to Jack Dorsey, and it's also my message to all the people that are attacking him right now. First off, saying, Jack, don't die on this hill. And then I read the tweets where, Jack, you're responsible for Alex Jones doxing Sandy Hook families. I never doxed Sandy Hook families. I've been for years for how things were taken out of context. And it was my apologies and everything. Media in this whole attack mode, and then sit there and poke the families until they sued me. And no mainstream media will ever publish all of my apologies or any of it. It was just wild. And then when Megyn Kelly came to town a year and a half ago, she edited everything I said. I apologized to everybody and then edited it to where I was attacking people. And that's all going to come out. So first off, they're trying to deplatform me everywhere. And a huge concerted, admitted herd of something out of the communist China lying about what I've said and I've done. And now they're doing it to you. If you go read that Huffington Post article, the tweets in it, they're going, listen here, Dorsey. Your fault now. You're hurting the families. I mean, there's no end to this purge. I think you understand that. Look, I know I've been shadow banned. I know your moderators have dialed me back. Whatever. We're now taking our platform away. This we've had for 5-6 years for comments. They've taken MailChimp away from me. They've taken my name off LinkedIn. I am being unpersoned, or I am literally being disappeared. And look, I've got a big enough listenership and following where it's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt little people really freaking bad. You got Google, who is the big problem, in my view, openly working with China for a census their search engine that came out in the Intercept last week and for And so when all of these big tech companies decided to do this, first giving strikes for things I didn't say and didn't do, leaving it all.
Okay, and you know, if you ever just listen to this dude long-winded, but you get the picture of what he's saying. And they are trying to censor a controlled opposition. Now, if they're trying to censor a controlled opposition media, either by digitally or by death, to shut Billy Taylor up, to shut Harsh Meds up, to shut Furious George up, to shut Jennifer Gilder up, to shut Deb Delapiana up, to shut Tristan Bishop, to shut Same Progressive up, to shut Tim Black up, to shut Jimmy Dore. See where this is going, brothers and sisters? But yeah, let's go have the internet. Ridiculous. Shame on you. I spit on you. You are not a good person if you are like that. You have not been raised right, or you have not been raised. I was raised militarily. My father was a colonel in the Army. So you know what I went through. And I know there are some people who have not been raised in that fashion, but for goodness sake, everybody has a heart. You understand, brothers and sisters? So we're running out of time because that took a little more time than I thought. So on the government infiltration portion, if you look at our page on Facebook, the Green News Network, you'll find Billy Taylor did a bunch of videos. He found out that this guy named Donald Morris is actually a CIA guy who is actually also a CEO of a company that makes chips that they're going to put in your head and in your hand. And he runs the biggest Bernie Sanders group on Facebook with over 100,000 person, which I was friends with for a while during the campaign, because everyone knows that I did support Bernie Sanders during the campaign. So that's kind of ironic and heart-wrenching that out. Then we find out that Ed Higgins is also one of those government infiltrators, and his name is Mark Muffleberger or something to that effect, really. But look at Billy Taylor's videos. He does a very good job in articulating it and showing you how to research these people as far as through your phone. Because I know how to research the old-fashioned way. And he understands how to research through that phone. So listen to that show. Watch that show. And get some information on the brothers and sisters. It's very eye-opening. And then you find out that the people who you thought were your friends are actually your enemies. This is why we need to commit to the Green Party, and this is why we need to commit to the 10 principles and the 4 pillars of the Green Party. Because that's exactly what the American people want. 68% of the people in the party, but 84, I think it is, 88 or 84% of the American population will not vote for the Green Party because they are afraid of what someone else will say about it. What kind of person are you to think this way? It's time to critically think. It's time to grow up, brothers and sisters. We are the new elders, and it's time to leave. And I love you, brothers and sisters, and thank you all for listening in tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll get a little bit deeper on the government infiltration, but just know that George Soros is the oligarch of the Democrat Party. So ultimately, all money him through the deep from him to the Democrat Party and through the web. So it's trickling. Money is trickling through to these people, brothers and sisters. And what we need to do is withdraw consent from this duopoly. And you must have a political party in order to move forward in a representative republic, brothers and sisters. You must be a part of a political party, because other than that, the government can treat you like a mob. Personal rights are best when you have a political party, unless you become stupid and allow the political party to rule you. What I wanted to do, last but not least, I wanted to read this Constitution, the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. I just want to read it to you. And there's no limitation. So let me put this in quick here. And eventually, brothers and sisters, I'm going to try to get it to where I'll take comments, because I'm trying to get where I can get the comments all in one area, and then I can just take comments, and then I can take your phone calls and get you guys more involved in the show rather than just hear me listen. Because y'all, a lot of you guys been with me for 2 years, and you already know a lot of this stuff, you know, just because you're already a critical thinker. So let me just put in, and I'm putting this in because I don't want to paraphrase it. I want to read it directly from the Constitution. Because I, you know what, everybody talks about the First Amendment. Most people have not even read it. Most people have not even read it. So let me pull it up here. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to pull up the actual text. And here we go, brothers and sisters. Just bear with me. It's almost here. The First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion, expression, assembly, and the right to petition. It forbids Congress from both promoting one religion over others and also restricting an individual's religious practices. It guarantees freedom of expression by prohibiting Congress from restricting the press or the rights of individuals to speak freely. It also guarantees the rights of citizens to assemble peaceably and to petition their government. The actual words are, Congress shall make no law establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the redress of grievance. The of grievance is the private corporation that is taking away the freedom of speech. Congress is not listening to our petition to them to redress this grievance of Alex Jones' speech. So Congress, you are prohibiting the free exercise thereof, because when you are silent on another individual breaking your free speech, you help it. So Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Congress shall not do this. And when people do it among themselves, we petition Congress with our grievance, and they make it right. Why? Because we're a constitutional republic. So when people say, oh, it's a private corporation, so your freedom of speech doesn't, no. Your freedom of speech counts everywhere. Without speech, So with that, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And thank you guys for listening in. And tune in again to the Conspiracy Reality. And we love you all again at the appointed time. See you later, everybody.
Politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You know, you have no choice. You have owners. They own you.
Politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you.
Well-educated people take a little bit of a thinking. Now that you did that, that doesn't help.